is the same people. Jot down, man. If I get to the bathroom, go out. Listen to me. The same 25 verse of that chapter. They watched the gate night and day.
To open your Bible.
They got security now. Listen to me. You was born on Wednesday, but now you're trying to straighten up his life. You want to kill him. That's why we are in the Baptist church. When we see somebody that came out the street and go right on the radar, what they're going on and all that stuff, what they're doing coming to. What you doing coming here?
I want to read verses 16, 17, and 18. And then I want to read verse 24 and 25. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
But I'm going to leave you with this.
If it be so.
Pastor, Sister Draper, hold on.
Our God, whom we serve,
see, I know how to encourage. Even though I'm in the storm, but I still know how to encourage. Because the Lord told me, you
need,
when you
can encourage,
you encourage this. Because what goes on,
and he will deliver us.
Ain't God.
Thine head.
I say, ain't God.
King.
But as I look in the text,
not,
the Bible says,
be it known
the
song, me, O King,
begin to
that we
learn
not serve
about
thy gods,
Jesus,
nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished.
The Bible
he was up in haste and spake.
Saul
said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king,
when God tells you to do something, you got to do it again. And Saul began to tell Barnabas, and Barnabas began to encourage Saul.
I see four men.
They tell me that
loose.
Oh, Saul began to learn
in
about
the midst
Jesus
of the fire.
And he increased in
and
wisdom and knowledge of Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
In the ninth chapter, the Bible said that they watched the gate day and night. Say, we got to kill this man.
Because
we done got away with Jesus.
I see four men loose.
But let me brush them off.
Walking in the midst of the fire.
That already had to lay the foundation that you killed Jesus, you thought you did, but Jesus said,
look at somebody and tell him, I don't look like what I've been through.
And he said, in St. John 32, in how you lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So the name was Satan and lifted him up. And here was Saul.
Tell him, sir, I ain't trying to make you shout, but you're looking at this finished product.
And I don't know if you but I was saying, Galatians, Pastor Draper, chapter 1, Romans 17, verse. He said, I went back home
I
for
been
3 years.
Too good.
I didn't go in.
I've been
on
a
doctor's
camp, suffering
suffered
a little bit.
Spot
my
lungs. He wanted to make sure
I'm
that God had called him for this task. Because this is a serious task. And
stop
the judges all begin to go home
go,
and stay in the devil for 3 years. Go home and heard when he noticed he heard the voice of Jesus. And he began to go and stay with Peter, which was the pillar of the church for 15 days. Galatians chapter 1. And Saul began to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I heard that when Saul was filled with the Holy Ghost, he began to tell the church.
This is about 600 years before Christ.
I am the least of the apostles.
Made the city splendid with canals. Made the city splendid with temples and palaces. Famous streets such as the procession. Fortifications such as the escarpment. Amen. Which were one of the seven wonders flipped the sound of him. And everybody should bow down and worship. Nowhere are we told that this image was an image of the king himself. It is always referred to as the image that the king set up. Since worshiping the image is obviously connected to worshiping Babylonian gods, this image was not a likeness of the king, but of the gods the king served. My brothers and sisters, there's always been a choice between the Babylonian way and God's way. Nebuchadnezzar was serious about his threat of destruction. Should the three Hebrew boys not submit? The furnace was the preferred method of torturous death in Babylon. Even Jewish kings had been captured and put to death in this manner. He would tolerate no exceptions to this decree. Listen at the word of our text. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, if we are not careful to answer thee in this matter, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, just know that we still not going to serve your God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, we still today got to make the charge between the Babylonian way and the fire. The Empire of Babylon had been founded centuries before, and now they come to this place where the king had taken measures to make the worship of the image possible to all of his subjects. The ceremony was attended by beautiful music that drowned out any reservations of anybody in the audience. For captives from other nations may have had reservations, but the music was drowned in the mouth. For these three Hebrew boys, there was nobody else willing to challenge the king's command. Are you in the house? They were the only Jewish captives in the crowd, but they were the only one unwilling to bow down. I thought that's the problem with us. We have too many people saying everybody else. Who was your king to the right church? Doesn't matter with the servants of God how many others are doing it. You don't have to bow down. You don't have to succumb. You don't have to give in. What the Babylonian mind doesn't understand is that God's command refuses even to be, not even when it's expedient. Because truth cannot be changed even slightly or it becomes truth. Did you tell somebody, said, by truth cannot be changed even slightly or it becomes error? Tell them you're talking. And these three Hebrew boys heard a nobler music than the Babylonians. They marched to the beat of a different drummer. God had commanded their forefathers, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Furthermore, the boys remembered Israel's recent history under the reigns of Asa, Jehoshaphat, and Hezekiah, when God had delivered their small nation from a much larger multitude. In 2 Chronicles 14 and 11, Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, for we rest on thee, and in thy name do we rebel against When you do not bow, when you do not bow, you stand out. Ain't nobody talking to me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have said, well, we'll just conform like everybody else. They could have just conformed out. You're not talking to me. He said, we'll bow possibly with our bodies, but we won't bow with our hearts. But you can't compromise. I can't hear nobody. You got to refuse to compromise. Are you listening to me? And when they would not compromise, the king orders the furnace to be heated up 7 times hotter. Are you with me? This is not a numerical expression. This 7 times hotter is not a numerical expression, but a figure of speech portraying utmost intensity, as hot as possible. Turn it up. As hot as possible. I don't know if there's anybody in here ever felt like the devil had turned it up. Can I preach a little while? Sometimes on this journey, it feels like the devil is just turning up.
Amen. God bless.
Glory. But he ought to say, devil, no matter how hot you make the fire, I'm still not going to compromise. I'm still not going to give in. I'm still not going to battle. Shall he? There in mother declaration is that we know God is able to deliver us. But if not, we still not gonna bow down. They did not know the miracle that God was getting ready to perform. Say yes, Lord. They did not know whether God would honor them before the heathen king. They were just standing for the truth. I can't hear nobody tell your neighbor, neighbor, just stand for the truth. You may be lying on, but stand for the truth. You may be talked about, but stand for the truth. You may have to walk alone. I can't hear nobody, but stand for the truth. Shall you? Tell somebody, God and him only will I serve. You didn't tell them, say, God and him only will I serve. Clap your hands and shout yes. Say yes, Lord. Peter.
Father said, I may have to suffer, but I'm gonna suffer with Jesus. Cause if I suffer with him, I'll reign with him. Say yes. God's people have to walk through the fire. It may be turned up 7 times hotter, but we know that our truth lies in the fire. We may be tested, but our truth is in the fire. We may have to go through, but our truth is in the fire. I can't hear nobody shouting. Yes.
Drop it down to E flat. We live in the last days, living in days when Babylon has made the furnace 7 times hotter, and the devil has launched an all-out attack against us in the world. I can guarantee that your life, that your body, that your health, that your mind, that your family, I can guarantee that your home and your marriage and your children and your possessions, I can't guarantee that your finance and your friends and your comforts will not be attacked. But I can tell you that though they slay me, yet will I trust him. Shout yes! I've got to close. It was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were willing to enter the fire without any assurance of deliverance. It was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was willing to go through that the miracle happened. God did not deliver them out of the fiery furnace. God delivered them in. Oh, somebody's waiting on God to get you out. When God is saying, I'm gonna deliver you in your trouble, deliver you in your heartache, deliver you in your burden. Shout yes! Look at somebody and say, in my difficulty, saying, in this heavy burden, saying, in this bad walk, saying, in this bad marriage, saying, in these hard times, saying, I can't hear you, saying, God is gonna deliver you in. I can't hear nobody shout yes. When did I say when? When Nebuchadnezzar called them in, he said to them, let me look in this furnace. I can't hear nobody. He said, let me see here. I see one. Can I preach a while? I see two. I see three men. I see four. Did not we just throw three into the furnace? I can't hear nobody. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. It doesn't matter how many troubles are in the fire. God's in the fire.
with you. I can't hear nobody tell somebody he's walking with me. I can't hear nobody tell somebody he's talking with me. I can't hear nobody tell your neighbor he's in the fire with you. Shout yes! When they came out, everyone saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Not one hair on their head had been singed. Neither were their garments scorched by the flame. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, you looking at me now, but I don't look like what I've been through. You.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Mama!
one prayer.